Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
What is up, everybody? I am going to be joined by my good friend, Sully Sullivan, and we are going to talk about using your CEREC machine or any digital impression system with 3D printing. It's something that I quite honestly have poo-pooed in the past, but as technology gets better, as you know, we get more clear about it, as we learn to grow ourselves, it's something that I've become more open to. So let me get my man, Sully. Sully, you there?
What's up, T-Bone?
You tell me, dude. I'm just having a good old time.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I feel like I just spent 3 or 4 days with you.
And, we did. We had a great time at the lake. Mastermind weekend two. It was a blast. Yeah. How was getting back in the office today?
You know, I was a little tired this morning and didn't quite get up, but it was good. It was good. I can't nothing to complain about. So
good.
Anyway, so listen, you should share this on your Facebook page if you know how to do that.
I just did it. How about that?
And Megan Ewald, Megan Weisenberg, as I know her as, says, hello, what's up, hi guys. All right, Sully, let's talk about it. I've poo-pooed 3D printing for a long time. I still poo-poo the fabrication of aligners with 3D printing, but I have opened my mind to a lot of different things with 3D printing. So I want to talk about what I have 3D printed, okay? So we've been 3D printing models probably for 6-9 months now.
Right.
Ever since SprintRay came out with the software that automatically put the base on there for us, so that I didn't have to go through Mesh Mixer or something else like that. And then we then started printing surgical guides relatively recently, probably about a couple of 3 months ago. And then we have been printing wax-ups. So wax-ups that we get back to make putty stents. I have found that they're actually more accurate than stone because there's not a lot of bubbles and stuff like that on them. And then we have also, today I printed my first night guard for myself.
Nice.
And it fit and did very well. So, that's
what
kind of where.
What resin did you use for
that? Oh, what was that?
What resin did you use for that?
We used the Key Splint. Key Splint Flex or Soft or whatever they call it. And then the other thing that we printed quite often actually is our Essex trays for temporaries for like implants and stuff like that. So
like
we've done that.
Things, yeah.
Yeah. So we've done that. So, so I'm going to turn it over to you and, let you kind of talk about things.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the big thing for me was you know, our digital scanners and impression systems have gotten to the point where we really have the capability to go very digital and eliminate, you know, stone impressions, et cetera. And so I made the commitment January 1st, 2020, I put all of our impression trays on eBay. My dad was not super thrilled about this, but you know, it was the best way for us to kind of commit to, okay, hey, we're a digital ad. We have this, you know, we have PrimeScan, it's an unbelievable impression system. We really need to commit to a fully digital approach. And so, you know, 3D printing has really gotten there. So we've had a printer, I guess, now 2-3 years. And like you started with models, and then, I mean, the models really, to me, is a no-brainer. I mean, that's become a really, really nice workflow, and it's fast, you know. I mean, the new Pro now can print a set of models, and everything's done by layers, right? So the taller something is, the longer it takes to print. But if you got a flat model, I mean, you can print that in, you know, roughly 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing, that's about 25, 30 minutes.
Say that again?
We're seeing about 25 to 30 minutes for a model.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you're talking about the time that, you know, it takes to, you know, a lot of times if you're using like one of those alginate, you know, the newer ones, they have to like degas for a second. And then by the time you pour it up in stone and clean up the stone, do it. Really, it's not that, it's about the same amount of time. And you have something now that's really nice that can be, you know, have multiple suck downs done on it, multiple things done to it. That's the problem a lot of times with stone is you break it when you've done it one time. So now you got this digital model you can use. So the models has been great. To me, that's a new brand. It's what most people are doing.
The other thing that we recently did was, so now that 30 minutes is at 100 microns. So with their recent 2.5 software, we have 175 micron mode with really smooth models now. And the last model we printed took about 19 minutes to get through on a flat, you know, a flat, not standing up model.
Well, I have this one model too. It's like, what's crazy is obviously you can have undercuts because in an impression that's got undercuts because of whether it's teeth, you know, like if they got long teeth, you know, or you got an implant part, that's where we've noticed it's kind of cool. You know, you get these beautiful models where normally that would all tear, pull, bubbles.
Or break, the stone would break.
You have like embrasures and stuff.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. So, I mean, obviously the model part, that's something that every office, you know, can be doing. And then, and for us, what we're doing is we're giving those models to patients. You know, because they think that's really cool to have something 3D printed. So it's kind of a good little practice builder. And we've got a digital file now saved. We kind of keep a big cloud storage of all these files. So now we have basically a, you know, digital model catalog of all our patients, which is, you know, pretty slick from that standpoint. Have you found – go ahead.
No, I was going to say one of the things that we've implemented in our practice – is that with every veneer case or anything that we do, we now take an after scan so that we have a digital impression. For example, I know that people don't think their dentistry ever breaks or pops off, but we had one today, and the good news is I was able to print a model, and now I had a putty stent to make a temporary with
for the patient.
You know, so that was really nice as well.
Well, and that goes, we're doing that for all. I love the veneers and the wax up thing. I mean, that's a no brainer, right? Yeah. To be able to get someone digitally, send someone a scan, you know, they do a mock up, send you an STL back. You can print that. And now you've got this to, you know, you can use it for temporaries. You can use it as a biocopy. You know, you can use it in so many different ways. So that's kind of a cool, you know, just talking the models, there's a lot of different ways that you can do it.
But models are the most basic thing. So what else are you doing?
So obviously surgical guides is the next big one that everybody does or that, you know, people want to do. That to me is also a no brainer. You know, there are a lot of softwares out there now that do it. You can do it, you know, through a Serona workflow. You can do it with Blue Sky Bio. You know, we were actually pretty impressed, right? I mean, that's a software we haven't used, but the Blue Sky Plan Wizard, you know, for a single implant is a really easy software. So that's something now, you know, we're utilizing, through the implant continuum. And that's given us, you know, really nice surgical guides. I mean, we're using those, you know, I mean, we place almost an implant every other day. And so that's become something that's really, really helpful for us.
Yeah. And the nice thing I like about that, as much as I've pooped, again, this is going to be a theme, I've poo-pooed a lot of things. So,
but a lot of it is now, you know, we have to get to that point where you're just ready for it, you know. And I think part of it is because the scanners are ready for it, right? I mean, we have such a streamlined way to get STLs that it
Prime
makes
Scan
it so
has
easy
made
now.
Full arch impressions a no-brainer. But even with the Blue Sky Bio, one of the things I really like about it is that I can choose my manufacturer surgical guides. So I can produce BioHorizons guided kits, Neodent guided kits, Nobel guided kits, whatever it is. I'm not just stuck with my Seric guided kit, which is still a great option, but I have multiple choices now, which is very nice. And their wizard feature in the most recent version of Blue Sky Plan was really what put me over the edge, is literally walked you right through it. And I think I'm down to about 15, 16 minutes from beginning to end. Still a little slower than I am with my Sirona workflow in terms of planning the implant, but it's getting closer and closer. And I think just some more reps at that would be very good.
Yeah, and the nice thing, you know, obviously when you're talking printing, I mean, we're really talking, you know, very open things. And so it is nice that the, you know, we can take something, basically any scanner that you got and any cone beam you got, and you now have the ability to get a surgical guide. So it's a very quick, easy workflow from that standpoint. And we're doing, you know, that was a big goal for me of 2020 was I really wanted to do 100% guided surgeries, you know. And so that workflow has worked really well because now, you know, my cost for the guide is maybe, you know, 20, 25 bucks for the file. And then, you know, $5-$10, whatever it is for the resin.
Plus some time.
You
know, I've always got
to
pull
the time. Yeah, obviously the time aspect of it. But the beauty of that is, you know, and the way obviously, you know, we teach it is that the printing portion and all that is, you know, Andrea does all that in our practice, right? So, you know, she's even gotten to the point now where we will export the file, you know, and that's it. It shows up that day. So it's basically just like I'm sending it to a lab and she takes it through the whole process. So that's something that's important. I think, you know, it can't be something that the doctor's doing because then you're exactly right. We have to add in that time. And then it doesn't make any sense.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that was really nice is we've automated, I don't want to say completely automated, we've simplified our washing. Baron Gerda has some nice stuff where he talks about some very easy products that you can purchase to help make the washing a lot more easy. And then with SprintRay, we have the new curing unit, which makes curing, you know, more predictable and easier as well. So we've been very pleased with that also. So that's
NiGuard is the exciting one, though.
Yeah, I think so.
So when we talk about NiGuard, obviously, the big question becomes is, okay, how do you get the design, right? Because we can get great full arch impressions, no big deal there. What kind of design, you know, can you do? And we're using two different workflows in our practice right now. We're using one with DS3 Splint, which is a kind of a, you know, a new program that's very, very beta, I guess, if you will. That's very unique and basically allows you to, you know, build a splint, an anterior plane, a flat plane, you know, a couple different styles. You know, we've gotten that down to where we can design one in roughly, you know, 5-10 minutes, and then print it. So there's that workflow we're doing. And then we're also utilizing Evident is a company in different and other labs too.
Yeah, any lab basically.
Right. So then we're getting You know, you can get a design for $30-$40 for the night guard,
or less.
And then you just print it, or less.
Yeah. My design cost me 20. I have the lab design mine is $20. So now you bring up something. So I'm going to always bring my simplification in here. So sure. let's back up here and let's walk through the printing workflow, okay? Because this is really what's changed it for me. The printing workflow really boils down to capture. And so what's yep. happening there is you're capturing the digital data with your intraoral scanner, ultimately CEREC, 3Shape, Trios. Sorry, 3Shape is Trios, iTero, Plan Mecca, you know, whatever it may be, sure. Medit, all the different ones that are out there now. And so you have your capture module. So that is getting the STL of your mouth, basically, out, okay? Then the second part...
That, you have to have that, right? So,
yeah.
You know, you really can't be successful with 3D printing without having a digital impression system.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to, I guess, they can take impressions and invert them and CBCD. It just sounds like a pain in the butt to me, okay?
Right.
So then the next thing is... then after you get your capture, ultimately, then you're looking at your design. And I think this is where people really get caught up, is in the yeah. design part. In other words, whether it's a denture, a guard, a model, whatever, a partial, whatever it may be, you got to design sure. your product, okay? And really, there's two ways to do the design of the product. And I think this is, in my opinion, has what has given 3D printing a really... I don't want to say a bad name, but a really tough name in a sense, is the option number one, which is what most people have been doing, is the DIY, the do-it-yourself design, whether you're using yep. Mesh Mixer, Blue Sky Plan, D3 Splint, ExoCAD, you know, InLab software from Densply Sirona, you know, you're using some software to do everything. And the truth is, for labs, sure. that makes all the sense in the world. But for us dentists, that is another software not comfortable with, another everything, okay? So that's one option, right? And I think what has really turned me on to 3D printing is the concept of using a third-party laboratory or a digital design right. center, basically, to do the design portion for me. And yes, I don't have it the same day, but I get it the next day. So with most of these digital labs, they have a one-day turnaround, and I'm getting my wax-ups back, I'm getting my night guards back, I'm getting my partial designs back, I'm getting all of these things back in one day, which is really turning the leaf for me. And then once you have your capture and you have your design, the next step is printing.
And to stay on that, the beauty of that too is at that point you really are eliminating the doctor. I mean,
right.
You're taking the impression, or an assistant taking the impression, and then it's a workflow that totally doesn't even involve you. So, you know, it really does make things efficient. And then, sure, as the alternative one is the more DIY one.
Right.
And the beauty of that is there are more and more softwares coming out, like the Night Guard software. There's a good denture one that I use that is minimizing it and making it streamlined to where if you're someone who enjoys that or wants to do more of that, it's an option too. So I think, to your point, it's nice now that we've got more third-party options, because to me, everything should start with that, right? Like if I want to do a workflow, take surgical guides, right? You're going to do guided surgery. To me, everybody should start with using a really nice quality lab that's kind of checking your work to make sure that your guide's exactly how you're going to want it, so that when you get there, you're not having to worry about, is my guy going to fit, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then the more and more you do, the more and more comfortable you get, the more you know have the potential to DIY something. So I think that's a nice thing, that pretty much in anything we're talking about, whether it's night guards, immediate dentures, surgical guides, you know, the aligners, there's ways that we can do it with a third-party design now all the way across the board, and there's ways that we can do it from a DIY perspective. So that's something that we'll definitely, you know, be diving into in the course we're doing in a couple weeks. Yeah. Because that to me is the design portion is probably the most challenging of the four steps.
Well, it's what's kept me from really doing 3D printing. So we got capture, yeah. we got design, and then we have the printing, okay? And the printing, right. Printing probably hasn't changed a lot in the last year or two. It's quicker, but the materials have seriously made a big push. You know, our denture bases have made a big push now with the Keystone Flex. I don't know how long that's been out there. To me, it's all pretty new.
It's pretty new, yeah. It's nice.
surgical guide resin. So we have all of these different resins and all these various printers out there. So the printing portion, and that really, I guess, involves bases, supports, proper alignment of the printer.
The software is the other part that's made some big strides.
Right.
Because the software, you know, like you said, like up until really 6 months ago, we still had to use Mesh Mixer or some other, you know, you had, not only did you have your CAD/CAM software and then you had the printing software, but we really didn't, we had to have a go-between software to, you know, get that model closed and ready to print. Well, now with, you know, the new Rayware software, to, like you said, you literally import your scan, basically like a one click print button. And yeah, we're going to print.
Yeah. And I, you know, look, I would love for Dentsply Sirona to figure out a way to make it easy for us to get something ready to print. But, you know, listen, they haven't figured it out yet. Either it's not a priority or whatever it is. But luckily, some of the other companies are. And then, you know, so with printing, it's about stacking the prints so that you can do overnight prints if you're printing multiple things at once. You know, for us in our office, you know, we're printing pretty much one thing at a time. So the stacking thing isn't that big of an issue for us. You know, maybe one or two things at a time is really all that we're printing right now. And the last part of that is the finishing. And so that everything that you do print, regardless of the material, there is some finishing involved in it. That's whether that's as simple as washing and curing, whether that's a little bit more complicated as washing, curing, and polishing. There's always some finishing involved in that. So the four-step process really for 3D printing is capturing, designing whatever product that you want to print, the actual printing itself, and then the finishing of the product. And that's really has, you know, helped simplify the process for me. And pretty much I'm open to printing everything except 20 sets of aligners at this point, because frankly, we can't print the aligners. So I draw my line there at things.
So, and on that note, dude, let me give you a good example of where we are doing that in our practice right now. So of the things we can print, we're printing pretty much everything. We're printing models, we're printing night guards, surgical guides, we're printing all our immediate dentures that were, you know, kind of as a backup denture for when we do, you know, either implant, large implant cases where we're sleeping implants, or as a backup in case we can't load like a fixed hybrid or something like that. And then the final thing we're printing is we are doing some aligner cases. And the cases that to me are, you know, some small relapse cases. We use SureSmile. And I like using SureSmile because it gives me flexibility. So I basically, you know, when I import the case and explain to, you know, when I would type in basically my prescription of what I want, you know, the patient doesn't like that number 7 and number 8, there's a space. We just want to close that space. That's all we want to worry about. You know, they're going to do the setup. And for instance, tonight I had one where literally earlier today I had said it was a similar case to that. They had originally sent it as 20 aligners with no attachments. And I wrote back, if we add some attachments, can we get this down, you know, below 10 aligners? And so it came back with 8 aligners. So it's a quick, easy relapse case that, you know, I basically can export and don't have to pay anything to do 8 models and do the suck downs. And you still have to do that stuff. But for anything under 10 to me is a great wheelhouse to not have to pay, you know, $700-$800 in a lab bill for that. So I think there is a sweet spot, you know, 10's kind of my limit. If we can get the models under 10 models, then we can do it. Cause I can basically get that. We'll do 1 through 5 on one, you know, one print. And then, you know, a couple, maybe a month or two later, we'll do 6 through 10 on another print. And that's worked really well. And it's manageable at that amount too. Cause that the other aspect of it is if you start getting too much, you know, you overwhelm your assistants or it becomes a full-time, you know, gig for your assistant. I mean, a lot of times Andrea's having to then stay after work and that's not what I want. So to me, what I found is if the aligner case can fall under 10, it's a nice little sweet spot to do them in office.
Yeah. You know, and I totally get it. I respect that. You know, I guess I would draw my line at 2 or 3 pretty much, but that, again, that's just me because,
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a big believer in temporary retainers and Essex temporaries to hold one or two teeth in it for instead of a flipper, because We just hate flippers, quite frankly. So I'm a big believer in those. What else are you?
So off topic, but you personally would rather have an Essex retainer over a flipper?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. An Essex retainer with a tooth in it sounds pretty miserable.
Well, it doesn't cover the roof of the mouth.
That's true.
Okay.
You know.
That should be a poll. We should have a poll. Would you rather, if you had to have an Essex retainer or a flipper?
I'm going to put it on here. I don't know how to do a poll.
So, that sounds miserable. Comment whether you want to be an Essex retainer or a flipper.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training, Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into full arch implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-on-X fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish, guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3d-dentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
Right, you know, so yeah, what we have found in our practice, well, you know, it's interesting. I need to learn how to print some of these a flipper, because the reason we've gone to Essex retainers is because I can get them done that day. We can't get a flipper done that day, so we have to send a flipper out. So maybe in the event we were able to print flippers, maybe that would change our mind on that a little bit.
I think we're going to have some pretty cool opportunities to do that, especially when we can, you know, really design a quick, easy flipper. I think that's something that you're going to find is pretty nice, because you haven't played around with the denture resins or the teeth resins yet.
We don't do any removable in our office if it's not associated with implants. So,
well, we don't either, but sometimes you have to do interim immediate dentures because you can't put one in.
I know. You know, I'll tell you where I have played around with printing a denture. Trying to minimize the visits it takes to fabricate one. For like some of my edentulous patients that come in, I'll make a denture before we go to the hybrid so that we can establish the VDO and everything. But what I've done is I've taken their existing dentures, and now with the Prime scan, I'm sure with other scanners as well, we can scan the inside and the outside of the existing denture, and then you can print it. And now you have a printed copy. You have a duplicate of their existing denture.
Yep.
And now you can do, you know, use it as a custom tray, use it as a bite record.
Yep.
You can add composite and kind of get your right vertical and everything, and start really kind of minimizing the number of visits that it takes. So I've got one of those going right now. And that was really nice to be able to take a scan of their existing denture and go to the next, you know, an hour later, we're ready to take final impressions.
Yeah, it's pretty slick to be able to to take a you know a dentulous scan, send that to them immediately digitally, then they send you back a you know a printed basically tray with the wax on it, you know, so then you can establish your VDO, wash that tray, scan it 360 degrees, then they can then send you a try-in file back.
Right.
That you can print in your office, and
or
then,
if they print
you know,
it for you even,
or if they print, yeah. But the cool part is you really can move that just to me, that's the big savings. You know, when you talk about what do I gain by this? To me, it's that I can move through a workflow so much faster. You know, when I don't have to ship back and forth, and when I can cut some of these visits, you know, in half.
And just talking to the future step, I think the next step with that is in terms of sending you the files. I think when we're able to send files and then make tooth changes ourselves and then just go straight to temporary print. So, you know, if we try something in the mouth and 8 and 9 in the right spot, you know, I can get on the CAD software and move 8 and 9, get it where we want it to be myself. But, you know, again, you know, to me, all of technology is not about being cool. It's about getting to our results quicker, more predictably, and better for our patients. And that's really why I like the impression of the dentures and making a custom tray. So let's see. Right now we have 1, 2. Oh, we're 2-2 Essex flipper.
I was going to say, it's pretty tight here.
It's 3-3. It's only three. We only had 6 responses, but that's okay. But it's 3-3 on the Essex versus flipper. I was shocked. I would have thought everybody would have chosen Essex retainer.
Shocking because to me it's the opposite. I can't believe I thought that Essex was like the worst thing.
So we have a question here, Sully. Is it only Prime Scan that allows you to take that sort of scan? I'm assuming we're talking about the double-sided denture, or can any scanner allow you to do that sort of workflow? Well, here's what I can speak to. The OmniCam does not let you do that. So yeah. You can't do it with the OmniCam. I don't know if the newest Trios allows, and I haven't tried it with my iTero, and maybe that's something I should do.
You should definitely try that with
my iTero to see if I can do it with that. But I know with the Prime.
You know, the other thing is you can do it. Have you ever looked into getting a desktop scanner?
Have I looked into it? Yes, long time back. Would I be open to it? You know, I should. Here's what I've learned from this whole anti-printing stance I've had is I should never say never. So I haven't looked into it, and I don't really see the big need for it unless I could stick my patient's head in there. So, but yeah, a lot of people do look at that.
What are you most looking forward to learning to print?
Let
me ask you this. Obviously, I think Whitney's going to come to the course, right?
Yeah.
What are you most looking for her to take away or kind of, you know, take back to your practice?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our prints until more recently, and have you here over, you know, several weekends and some other people as well, is our prints have been a little inconsistent. One from basically it's post-processing, post-printing, basically how well we've been washing it or not washing it. I've been trying to cure them in a nail salon thing. And, so, and I'm sure it works. Okay. I don't know enough to know the difference, but, so that's one of the things for me. I think the other thing is I'm really interested in the night guards, because I want to do more guards. And I think one of the ways to do more guards is to make it, my hope with the night guard is let's take your impression now on the way to work, on the way home from work, stop by and pick it up and we'll have it ready for you. This whole waiting 2 weeks for a guard to be made is unacceptable. It's not unacceptable. It's not ideal for me. In a perfect world, I'd love to have it ready by the end of their hygiene visit, but I don't think we're remotely there yet, and I don't think we'll be there for several years, but I think that's where I want to go. And then the other thing that we've seen, and we've seen this with our sleep devices, and I don't know how many people are doing that, and I speak from my own personal experience. My dog ate my sleep device, and the manufacturing of a second one was a matter of sending an email to CCAT in my case and saying, hey, can you just make me another OptiSleep, because it was all digital and none of my teeth have changed and the OptiSleep was still fitting. So they literally made me another one, and a week later it's on my desk. You know, it showed up in the mail. So to me, that's phenomenal. And imagine being able to do that with night guards to where you can.
So we're actually doing that.
We're doing two out of the gate for our patients. Yeah. So, you know, again,
it's a
all
good
these
little
things,
selling point.
You know, it's,
to
you know,
the,
if
to the
you,
patient.
And I know sometimes dentists get all cuckoo and weirdo about this, but it's no different than the all the TV commercials. What are those things called? The infomercials. buy now and you get one free. Not just one, but you get two. And I think there's a valid reason to that, because if I could get two guards, because likely I'm going to lose it, because if I lose one, it's going to be another $600. If I can tell a patient, hey, we'll go ahead and give you two right out of the gate, and literally the printing time is no different.
Yeah.
You know, certainly there's some finishing time, so there's going to have some cost to me to have it finished twice. But I think there's a value to that.
Which, so have you tried your Night Guard in yet? Have you?
Yeah, I did. It fit great. It fit really good. Now, I haven't worn it overnight.
Did you do a flat plane, or did you do, what kind of design did you get?
A flat plane.
Nice.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure it's the right type of guard for me, because it's made for my sleep bite. So it's pretty it's pretty open. But I just wanted to see how something fit and how quickly I got the design back. We got the design back overnight. And basically, I took my impressions, sent it to the Digital Design Center, and then this afternoon we had it printed. So I sent it in on Friday, and we had it printed today. So that to me is pretty awesome.
So let's briefly talk about kind of what the course looks like here in 2 weeks, T-Bone, that we're doing on 3D printing, you know, kind of walk through. There's a couple things I'm really excited about.
You're doing
about.
The course. I'm there to take it and help.
Yeah. So let me tell you a couple things about what I'm excited about. So, you know, the neat thing is we're going to walk through basically all these workflows. So we're going to look at, you know, we'll start with models. We'll talk about, you know, what it looks like to do retainers off models, you know, Essex, you know, for temporaries, that sort of thing. For mock-ups, you know, anything we can do with the model, you know, then we'll do surgical guides. We'll make our own surgical guides. Then we're going to make immediate dentures. And probably one of the things I'm most excited about, you know, with us talking about night guards, is we're going to have every patient, every office, you know, bring the doctor's scan. Okay. So that we can print those models out. So we've got the models of the doctor, and then we're going to make a night guard. You know, we're going to use probably the third party software to design them ourselves. And we're going to use a design center on the first day so that we can get them back that second day so that we can print those as well. So we'll print two different night guards, one designed by, you know, the company doing it, and then one designed by ourselves. And we'll be able to see how those fit, you know, for all the offices that day. So that's something I'm kind of excited about, you know, from that standpoint. And then we'll also work through a case in, you know, and what it looks like, even though I know you don't like the aligners, but to finish and process the aligners.
But absolutely, there are people that are interested in that. So we want to provide it. And again, to me, what's important is 2-3 trays, no problem, right? I got zero issue with that. But for me, it's also about the temporary retainers and things like that. And so to me, what I'm really excited about with the program is it's not about which printer to buy, and it's not about all the different types of printers. It's really about, all right, listen, I got a digital impression system. I'm going to buy this printer. How in the world do I just get started with it without, like, oh, here's one choice, here's another choice, here's another. It's not any of that. To me, it's just like, listen, let's get down to brass tacks. Let me show you how to print models so that you can make putty stents, that you can make whatever it is that you want to make with your models, whitening trays, all these different things. Let's show you how to make surgical guides. Let's show you how to put the metal sleeves in them, to cure them, to finish them, to process them, the whole thing. Let's walk through how to do a denture. Let's walk through how to do night guards. And let's walk through how to do some ortho trays. And to me, that's a great, safe, predictable, very like run of the mill, actually, you know, worthwhile start to it. So, you know, I know we have a few spots left for a couple of weeks. COVID hasn't been that great to us with people wanting to travel, but we're good. We got 8 out of a 10 seats sold. We're limiting it to 10 people right now. So we got 8 out of the 10, and then we got it again February, I believe, Sully?
Yeah, we got it February, and the beauty of it, too, is we do, which exciting is we actually have 8 printers, so we'll be able to have a printer per office. So if you are wanting to come, you know, to me, this is a great time to come, because you're actually going to get you know, the most hands-on possibilities that you can have moving forward into February. And hopefully once we get past COVID at some point, you know, it'll probably be a little, fill them up a little more.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. You know, we're going to have printers per office. So that way it's not like you're like, oh, I want to look, if you want to print 10 models and print some stuff, you want to print an extra denture, you want to print whatever it is, just print it. I mean, that's the whole point. We're there to do these things, and you don't have to bring your own laptop. You don't have to do any of that. We've got computers in the training center that will have the software on there. So that way we're ready to rock and roll. So you have the software and it's all there. So you don't have,
it's really a grounds up program too. I mean, if you're, to me, the course is for two people. You know, it's for the core, it's for the office that has bought the printer, you know, and they're kind of stuck with just models.
They're,
you
like know, me. They're kind of like stuck with doing nothing.
Yeah. Or they're stuck with, I mean, gosh, you had a printer for a year and a half that basically just the resin hardened in the tank.
Yeah. We had to throw the tank away.
Because you get excited, you see this, that everybody's printing, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, gosh, well, we've got it. We're not doing anything. This is for you. This will get you out of the gate, get you doing it. Make sure to bring the assistant. I mean, to me, that's so important.
The fee includes an assistant. That's what
that's a no-brainer.
So, well, I probably would tell you don't come without one. But that's important because this is like most things that we teach in 3D dentists, this is an assistant driven procedure. So,
And the second person is someone who is looking to get into it. You know, if you don't have a printer, this is, and you want to see, is this for me? You know, that's the other thing, is you can get to come and see it hands on to see, okay, is this going to make sense in our practice? Is it the right time to have a printer? And, you know, really get to play with the different materials and the post-processing and see kind of what all's involved. You know, so you totally get and understand. It's not just like you press a magic button and it happens, but it is really, really nice workflows that you can use and implement on a day-to-day basis in your practice.
Yeah, so for full disclosure, which I'm always all about, is one of our partners in the program is SprintRay. So they'll be providing SprintRay Pros. They'll be providing some curing units. They'll be providing materials. SprintRay materials will also have some Dentka materials, I believe, correct?
Well, Dentka materials for the dentures, and then we'll have the new KeySplint soft resin for all the night guards.
Yeah, so, and then we'll also have some help from Dentsply Sirona in terms of the suck down machines. I don't know what they're called. Druffomats, I believe.
The Druffomats.
Yeah, Druffomats for the suck downs for all of the ortho trays. And then our friends at D3 Splint,
I think is what it is.
Yeah, I don't.
D3, DS3, they're great.
The Splint Company, the Splint Design Software.
The Splint Company.
Yeah, and then Blue Sky Plan for
D3 Splint is what it is.
Our surgical guide design. So we'll be designing a simple single unit, one or two unit surgical guide so that we can print that as well. So we'll be doing, those are our partners to allow us to be able to do this. So I'm super excited. Anything else, Sully? Well,
that's it, man. It's good catching up.
Yeah, it's always great. I got to tell you, thank you for pushing me on the printing. There's so many people out there that have helped. I've reached out to Corey Glenn multiple times about it. I've reached out to Baron, August, all of these guys that have really helped me to get more excited and really simplifying. And that's, you know, kind of what I love about our circle in dentistry is we're all here to help each other. Right. And so it's phenomenal. So.
No, it's fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun course. And as all 3D dentist courses are, especially at least the ones that I'm going to be involved with, that we are going to have a fantastic time. So
well, this will be your first time staying at the new dormitory.
And we're going to have, that's right, the 3D Hotel dentist 3D. Bunk room.
The Hotel 3D.
I love it.
All right. I'm going to play the outro and then we'll be out of here. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.